is haget, who bailef maimer, eize mehem kodemus. In a case where your brother had two wives, and your brother died, so both of his wives fall to you liyubim now. And lemaisa, what you did is, to one of the wives you gave a get. Midiraisa, it means nothing, but midirabonim the get is something, that now lemaisa is like a little bit of a chalitza, so you're not allowed to be miyabim her anymore, she's also for you to be miyabim, but you have, what you have to do is you have to give a chalitza. Now the other wife, from the same brother, but maimer, you made maimer, you made a kedusha midirabonim in her. And now lemaisa, what you want to do is you don't want to be miyabim her, you want to give a chalitza. So again, your brother had two wives, so now really if you give chalitza to one of the two wives, it frees both of the wives. So according to Shmuel now, his klal was, that's true if the chalitza is a good chalitza. Means if you wanted to, you could have did the mitzvah yibum, so she's mamash a real yivama. Now if you give the chalitza, it frees her and the other wife also. If the both wives were to the same brother, if you make chalitza to one of them, it frees the other one. But Shmuel was Mechadish, let's say one of the chalitzes is not so good, in a case where you couldn't have been miyabim her, that's called the chalitza psula. So even though midiraisa the chalitza helps and it frees her, but such a chalitza doesn't help to free the tzara. So in this case now, these two, your brother had two wives, and what you did to them now was one you gave a get to, one you gave a maimer. And now you want to give the chalitza. So which one is the better one to give chalitza to say that the chalitza on this one would free the other one also? One svar is the baila saget adifa. One svar is the lady that you gave a get to, give her the chalitza. Why? Mishum diyascho bo the chalitza. Because that you gave her a get right away, like midirabon, that's a little bit like a chalitza. Like midiraisa, you give your yavam a get, it means nothing. Because get is only if you married her, you didn't marry her yet. You have to give a chalitza. Midirabon, though, a get is like you started chalitza. So since you started chalitza, it's a svar, give her the chalitza. That's a better chalitza by her. I don't maybe no. I'll tell you Bailas Maimer Adifa. There's more of a swara the other wife that since you gave her Maimer ready, it's a swara to give her the chalitza. Why? Mishum the Kuraivalabiya. Since you made Maimer Kedushin with her, like you started to do the Mrs. Yibum, she's curved to you Labiya ready. So that's the biggest swara, like she's close to you, as if to say the mitzvah is with her. So therefore finish off the mitzvah and do chalitza with her. That's called the better chalitza. The question is, which one of your brother's wife should you finish off to give chalitza? Which one is the better chalitza that would free the other ones? Some Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said this Toshim are coming here. We'll have laid also Daf Nun Aleph that Omeidi Rabbi Gamliel holds that Sheyesh Get Acha Maimer or Maimer Acha Get. There's such a case that says again, if you gave your Yavam or Get, you could give her a Maimer also. Who then is the case that first you gave your Yavam or Maimer and then you give her a Get? It both happen. The Rashi says, "Omaydi Rabbi Gamliel, the Yomel Kamon Perakei, ain't get acha get. If you give a get once, you can't give a second get to your Yivama. Of a Moydu sheyesh get acha maimer. Kugoyin, what's the case? Beis Yivamos may ach echad. Your brother had two wives and your brother died. The Yosa maimer bezu. Now the brother that's alive, he made maimer, he made kedushin with Rabbanim with one of them. The Yachakach nosa get lezu." Then he gave the get to the second one. So locher is like this, Mahani get, the second get helps. Lifts Solari Shaina love. That now, since he gave get to the second one, it's like he started to give chalitza. Once you started to give chalitza, you can't be miyabim any of them. So it's also for you now to finish off the first one. Even though you gave maimah to the first one, you can't finish it off and make yibim now. Mishum lo yivna. Because once you gave the other one a get, it's like you started a chalitza with the rabbanan, you can't finish it. Well, that's the b'krei v'shniya. So a couple, that's Rav Gamliel's chiddush, that even though you gave one a maimer, you can give the next one a get. The same with the other way. If you gave one a get, you can give the other one a maimer. One goes after the other. So what do we see from here? The Gemara says like this. Now, e get or this, if you want to say a get has more of a chshivus, is more stronger. If so, if you gave get to one of the Yavamos, the lahani maimer of Asrei. So that's a stronger thing. You got your ties stronger with her. You start a chalitza, so if you make maimer in the second one, it shouldn't be chal at all. The maimer is not worth anything if the get is more stronger. And the other way also, LMIV maimer odit, you want to say maimer is stronger than a get. So even though you gave the first one a get, you could make maimer in the second one, because maimer is stronger. If so, lelahani get abasre. If you gave the first one of your brother's wives maimer, that's a strong tie to her,
So he gave her maimer like she, it's miyuchid. You're going to be with her, and the other one like is free already, come out. So then you give the second one a get, it should mean nothing. It should not ask you on the first one, if the maimer is stronger. And we see when we'll hold no, the get does ask her. So what do you see? Elalav shmamino ki adodinenu shmamino. That here you see that maimer and get have the same power. You have ties to both of them. So therefore, in such a case like this, we have the bialas of get, the bialas of maimer, one is not better than the other. So who in the loch is, you have to give both of them chalit to them. Since one is not stronger than the other one, they're both shovel, you have to give chalit to both. The Rashi says, ki hadodidinu, petishit boyin sha'achas, oh no, Rashi is over, sha'achas patera saverto. V'yachas leizah sheyirtza shechalitza shtein grua. Rashi is not with that. You don't have to give both of them. Rashi, since both of the chalitzas are equally bad, so when they're equally bad, then you just have to give one. When does Shmuel say that one does not free the other one? If one had a stronger din chalitza, and the second one had a lesser din chalitza, then if you give the less one chalitza psula, that does not help for the better chalitza. But over here, that both of them, again, you brought out two wives, and when he died, you went ahead the same brother now and made maimer with one and gave a get to another one. So he has his ties with both of them. So Lamaisa, they're both, he has to give chlitza to both of them. So Lamaisa is, which one pierced part of the other one, it doesn't make a difference. Any one you give chlitza to would help for the other one also. Amarav hu namarav. Beiz achoyis yevomis. You have two sisters. Shenoflu lefnei yevomecha. Again, first two brothers were married to two sisters, and the two brothers died. So the two sisters now fall to the third brother. Is alocha cholat l'rishena. Let's say the Yovim give chalitza to the first one, to the first one's wife. Ohutru, she's free, she can get married now. Cholat l'shniya, then he goes and gives chalitza to the second sister. The same thing, hutra, she goes out free. L'maisa, there's only one Yovim here, they both fall to him. He can't be miyavim, either one of them, they're achayzuk l'kosoi. So lochur is, he has to give them both chalitza. So he gives one chalitza, then he gives the second one chalitza, and they're both free. What about like this? Meisa Rishoina. Let's say the first one died. There's first the first sister fell. There's yet two brothers married two sisters. So one brother died first, and then the second brother died. What's going to be now if then the first wife died? Is Mutta Vishniya. You should know you're allowed to be Miyab in the second one. Even though at the time when the second one fell to Yibam, there was a Ptur on Yibam, because she was Achaisik Kosai, there were two sisters then, and she was Potter from Yibam. But now, when the first wife dies, who is left for Yibam? Only the second sister. So you're allowed to be Miyabim, the second sister. That's what Rav holds. V'yein tzorach loyma meisa shniya. And for sure, if the second sister dies, so then, shemut v'rishayna. Like if the one brother that's alive didn't do anything yet. First one brother died, then the second brother died. And both his wives fall to the second one. Now if the second wife dies, so for sure, this third brother is allowed to be Miyabim, the first brother's wife, that sister. Why? What's the Kolshchein? Mishum Deheve Yevom Meshehutra. Because really, when the first brother died, it was only one wife. She was Mutal Yibam to all the brothers. Venesra. But then when the second brother died, since now to the third brother there are two sisters falling, he can't be Miyabim either one of them. V'chozer V'hutra. But then when the second sister dies, he again becomes Mutal to the first sister. So Lachari is Tachla Teirishin. That's a Svara. That if she was first Mutter, then she becomes Asur, we say she goes back to the first Heter. But Rav holds, even in the case where the first one dies, so the second one, even though at the time the second sister fell to you, she was Asur to you right away, because right away she was a Chesakuka, but so what? Later when the first sister dies, the second sister is Mutter. That's what Rav holds. Rav Yechanan, no, Rav Yechanan is not like that. Allah is like Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan, no, no. The klal is Mesa Shnia. If the second sister dies, then Mutter Rishoina. Then the first sister becomes Hutter again. That was soon see the klal. Avo Mesa Rishoina. But in a case like normal, like the first brother died, one sister. And then the second brother died. So two sisters fall to you. Now Mesa Rishoina, now if the first sister dies, and only the second sister is left, Osa Vishniya, you're still also to make Yibam with the second sister. My time, what's Rav Yechanan's reasoning? But the klal is like this. She'akol Yivama. Anytime your brother dies and his wife falls to you, it's called Yivama. She'ein ani kairabo. I do not call. Vishas nefila. At the time when your brother died, I don't say at that second, his wife. is Yivama Yovel Leo, I don't say there's a mitzvah Yibum, Harezu Keshasa Shesh Labonin. She's considered not to mock a mitzvah like she had, like as if they have children, Viasura, and she's also Yelum. And that was the case here. When the first brother died, so one sister fell to the third brother. Now, when the second brother died, as soon as he died, his wife never really falls the Yibum to the third brother. Because as soon as the second brother died, now she's a sister to the Zukasoi. The first brother died already, and the third brother didn't do anything to that wife yet. So that wife is still Zukah to you. Now, when the second sister falls to you, as soon as she's falls to you, she's also to you. Because she's the sister of your Zika. So since as soon as she falls, there's no mitzvah Yibum, that's the B'yechon's clause, she remains also Liela. Even though later the first sister dies, and the Kura, when the first sister dies, now as you said, the second sister becomes Mutter, nothing doing. If the Shas Nefila, there wasn't a mitzvah Yibum, the Yibum can't come back anymore. That's the B'yechon. For the Gemara of a Rav, Lesla Haisvar, is it true that Rav doesn't hold this way? Like we're saying, Rav holds, even if the first one dies, still now you could make Yibum in the second one. So you see, he holds, even though she was Osra at the beginning, she becomes Muta later. For the Gemara, is that true? Rav said like that. Rav said like this. V'yama Rav, called Isha Sheinani Kerebo B'Shas Nefila. Any Isha at the time when the husband dies, I don't say Yevoma Yovo Leho. For some reason, you can't be in the Yavmer at that time. At that time, she's a Chayzuk Dvasoi. So Rav says, Harehi Sheishasach Sheish Labonim. She's like an Eishasach that has children. V'yasura, she's also Lielam. So you see, Rav does hold in the sphere of Nesra. So how come Rav holds over here, if the first sister dies, the second sister is Mutter? So my answer is, that's only in, let's say, a case where the two brothers married two sisters, and now one brother died. So when the one brother dies, right away his wife is also to the brother that's alive now, because it's his wife's sister. So at that second, the Yeraisa, there's no Mrs. Yibum. So even if later, the brother that's alive, his wife dies, and now Luchura, the Yavama, comes Mutter, als Achay Sishtoi, still she's also. Rab agrees for that. Because when she's also with the Yeraisa, that's called Nesra, there's no Mrs. Yibum, she remains also Yelam. Avalocha, what's the case of here? Here's the case of the two brothers died, they married two sisters, that they're falling to the third brother. Now the third brother really, Midiraisa, didn't marry either one of the two sisters. Midiraisa, the two sisters, is mutter to him, like he give him Yabim either one he wants. Avalocha Zika the Rabbanani. That they were saying in Homer Sechta that we owed Ye Zika, that when the two brothers die, so the two sisters fall to the third brother, it's considered like the two sisters are a little bit married to the third brother. So each one he came from Yabim, you should know that's only a Svar Midirabbanan. Zika the Rabbanani. But Avadim Midiraisa, the two sisters have nothing to do with you yet. You didn't marry either one of them yet. Your two brothers died, so both of them fall Yibum. Midiraisa, you could be Miyavim, either one you want. So in such a case, since she's only us and Midirabbanan, we say, Yei Zika, she's like a little bit married to you already. So you're like a little bit married to the two sisters. So either one you want to finish off the marriage, the Nisuyin, it's us and Midirabbanan, because she's your wife's sister. But our co-partum, it's only Midirabbanan. So since the Issa Nes was only Midirabbanan, here Rav holds. Later, when the first sister dies, so the second sister does become Mutter. You only say Nesra on the Nisra the Raisa, not on the Nisra the Rabbanan. But the more Eifer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon, the Kasha, Rabbi Yechon. The Klala, we have a Mishnah already. Arba Achim, four brothers. Beis Mehem, Nisuyim, Beis Achoyis. Two brothers married two sisters. Umeisu, and Nisuyim, Beis Achoyis, and those two brothers died. The Lokeris, Arayelu, Chotzis, Loim, Misyavmis. The other two brothers that are alive now have to give chalitza, not yibum. But the more of Amai, why? Lekel chad menayu lachetz lo mishniya. Know what you do now? Let one brother give chalitza to the second one that died. V'tevi rishayna, then the first one's wife, legavi either to the second brother, should be ki yivama shehutra, v'nesra v'chosev hutra. Like Posh, we're talking about the two brothers, they died one after another. So when the first brother died, his wife was mutter to all the brothers. It's only when the second brother died, now there's like two sisters falling to the two brothers, so they're also. So it's the second one that caused the Yisr. So the answer is now, let one of the brothers give Chalitza to the second one. So she's finished. Now the first one's wife, she should become Hutra now. According to Rav, it's Akash and Rav. How come it says you have to give Chalitza to both of them? Why can't you be Miyabim the first one after you gave Chalitza to the second one? So my answer is, Omalei, so Rav answers back, Enechanami, Achoyois, Eini Yodei Mishonen. Rav Taka says, I don't know who learned that Mishnah. The Rav Taka argues in the Mishnah, he does not agree with the Mishnah. Says he doesn't know who learned that Mishnah. According to Rav Elchanani, even though the two brothers die, but when the first brother died, his wife was mutter. So when the second brother dies, the two wives become usher. But after you give chalitza to the second one's wife, to, in other words, there were four brothers, so two are still alive, that one of the brothers give chalitza to one brother's wife, and the other one becomes mutter again. So according to Rav, he argues on the Mishnah. For the Gemara of Alei Malei, why didn't Rav answer like this? My chotza, that the Mishnah says, Yatzkev chalitza, nami diktoni chotza schoda, maybe you mean just one Yatzkev chalitza, to anich nami. He just has to give chalitza to the second sister. And then the first sister, maybe could be miyabim. Gemara says, chotza is katoni. It says mashma, both, a plural. Both have to have chalitza. But the Marvelei Malei, my chotza is chotza liyamal, we always say, a lashon plural doesn't mean this case. It means other cases. Chotzos, any case of sisters, one has to get chalitza. But the sisters, not this particular case. It means chalitza the alma. For the Gemara, no. Harei elu katoni. It says clearly, harei elu mashma, both of these two have to have chalitza. For the Gemara of Aleim, or the cholos leilu rishayna bereisha, let's say we're talking about a case that he gave the first one chalitza. So then the second one was nesra right away. That's the case over here. Yeah. One second. But there's not only Kashin Rav, there's a Kashin Rav Yechanan right now. Yeah, there's a Kashin Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says, Hutra, Rav Yechanan holds that if Metchila she was Hutra, then she became Nesra, she becomes Hutra again. So it's a Kashin, not on Rav. It's Kashin Rav Yechanan, but Rav for sure it's a Kashin. But it's even a Kashin Rav Yechanan though. Here and now, Mishnah's Mashm, even the first sister, she was once Mutter to you, she never becomes Mutter again. So you see, you say Nesra. So Mor says, Valema, maybe why didn't Rabbi Yechon want answer to Cholos Kleil Rishoyin of Reisha? Our Mishnah is talking about that they gave Chalitza to the first one. So therefore, who's left? Only the second sister. The second sister was also right away. So Mor says,